Well, still a lot to play for. You know, we know as a team that we basically have to win out to have any chance at the one seed. Obviously, we don't control our own destiny there, but, you know, our approach is the same, 1-0 each week.
Sean talked a lot about just a champion's mindset and how discipline is in that. Like, when you hear that, what does that mean to you and for this team?
Say that one more time, I'm sorry.
Talk about, like, discipline being an important aspect of a champion's mindset. Like, what does that mean to you and just to the team in general?
Yeah, I think just consistently staying with what's got us here. Guys making sure we're still in the training room, still in the film room, not trying to do anything different throughout the week, for good or for worse, to be honest. And, you know, just making sure, that, again, we got a walkthrough today, so that's helping guys stay healthy and stay fresh, and that's what we got to continue to do throughout these last 3 weeks heading into the playoffs and make sure our team on the field is as fresh as possible.
Sometimes surprise yourself with what you're – I mean – you weren't expecting to catch your own pass for a touchdown, chest pass to Dalton. And do you sometimes surprise yourself with what you can pull off on the field?
I don't think so. Again, I'm just playing this game since the same game that I've been playing since I was a little kid. And that's kind of what it comes down to, just having fun with it and making sure, one, I'm making good decisions with the football and allowing our team to make plays. But, two, it's fun. And what I get to do is really, really fun, and I want to have as much fun with it as possible. And, you know, I guess the winning aspect of it is the most fun part. And when you're winning, you're afforded to do some more fun things on the football field.
Where did that come from? Like, I mean, the chest pass, was that just instinctual? I mean,
yeah.
That looked like playground stuff.
It was instinctual. I just kind of, as I moved through the pocket, the guy kind of got a hand on the right side of my body and the ball. I just didn't feel like I was going to be able to grab it with my right hand. I saw Dalton by himself, so I just kind of flung it out there. Unfortunately, got called back. It's not going to count. It didn't count, but now we move on.
Josh, obviously, you've been 7 years in the offense. You understand that. All the mental stuff is good. Physically, do you feel like you're playing as best you've ever played from a physical standpoint?
I think so. You know, in terms of ball placement, especially these last few weeks, making sure that I'm staying consistent with my mechanics. I'm sorry, guys. That's
this is a serious business.
I know, right? I mean, we get to have fun. I don't know, 75, I guess, but we're having fun. We get to have fun here. This is what it's all about. But yeah, just making sure I'm staying up to date with my mechanics, my footwork, you know, throughout the game and throughout the year. You know, your footwork can get off base. You can take three instead of five, and just making sure that I'm staying on top of those little things. And I've got a good help with Joe in the quarterback room, making sure I'm staying on top of it.
I want to ask you about personal football. And you brought up fun a little bit ago. Joe Brady talked to us about how good of a job you do of making sure guys are loose but still staying on the pass. How have you developed that over your years of being here? And is this as loose as you've seen the guys lately?
Yeah, I mean, I would say yes, for the fact is, you know, we have a playoff spot locked up. We didn't have to wait until one of the final weeks to do it. But, again, I just think throughout my time I've been here, having fun, making sure I'm coming to this building, having a smile on my face when everybody sees me, I'm making sure I say hello and dap them up and let them know how much I love being here, because I think it is infectious. I think it's something that can spread throughout the team. But at the same time, when I'm not smiling, it's because something's not right, and guys understand that too, so they can lock in. And again, it just takes quote-unquote reps, right, of being in this building and making sure we're going through and doing the little things the right way. And when things are up to par, you know, I understand that, and guys on the team can tell that too based on my face. And it's just being around the guys as much as possible, I think, helps.
Better leader today than you've ever been.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's just one of the confidence in myself. Again, I'm in a spot in my career, in my life, where, you know, it's the best I've ever felt. And again, just making sure that I'm being me and only me. And I think that's the only thing I ever want to be. And I think that's one of the main things of being a leader, is making sure that you know who you are. And I think that's a very obvious thing when guys can see that, and they can tell when you're not trying to be you. And I think being around the guys and having a lot of the veteran leadership that we have here. They know who I am. These rookies, when they come in here, they know who I am. And that's just because I am who I am. And I just, that's all I try to be.
How would you describe
him? It's been nothing but spectacular. He's been awesome, running the ball extremely hard out of the backfield. He's making plays. He's blocking. You know, you watch him go run and pick people up off the ground, pick up linemen. He's celebrating in the end zone with the guys. And you guys know when James first got here, he was a tough cookie to crack. You know, didn't want to talk a lot, didn't want to. But he's having fun out there. He's enjoying the guys that he's with. And he's a complete football player.
New England has been the top dog for almost two decades in this division. And recently, because of you and the guys in this locker room, that's changed. Does that hold any significance to you just to have that success? And now that knowing that the division for the last 5 years has ran through Buffalo?
I mean, you're giving yourselves opportunities to win the Super Bowl. And I think that's the only thing that winning a division does, guarantees you a home game and gives you a shot at the dance. And we haven't gotten there yet. So that's the only thing that we're focused on. We're not focused on so much as the division wins and titles and this and that. We got to go win the big one.
How much do you pay attention? Go ahead.
Not playing them until week 16, like 3 weeks. What is that like? What's just, you know, preparing for them? You haven't seen them for so long.
Yeah, different head coach, obviously. Different team than I think we've seen the past few years. I think they're playing really good football, though. I think their quarterback's going to be really good for a really long time. He's making some unbelievable plays, you know, extending and from the pocket. And I got a lot of respect for him and his game. But this defense, they play hard, and they've been a lot of one-score games this year that could have easily gone their way. So first and foremost, we got to have a good week of practice and put our best foot forward on the field on Sunday.
You can't get away from TV or a lot of things without hearing somebody, social media for that matter, but somebody talking about you and MVP. And you hear it from the fans every time you score a big touchdown, a chance MVP. How do you deal with that?
Like I deal with anything, that stuff really doesn't matter to me. I'm just trying to focus on winning the next game for the Buffalo Bills and being the best teammate that I can.